Heavy fighting has erupted between Sudan Armed Forces and the Sudan People's Liberation Army Northern Sector around towns of Talodi and Kardukli. A statement on pro-government website says Sudan Armed Forces repulsed the attacks by SPLA North. The statement also points an accusing finger at South Sudan for supporting the northern rebels. But the spokesman of the SPLA Northern Sector, Gamar Delman, says his forces have surrounded the government state capital, Kardukli, and are still moving on forward.
The Sudan People's Liberation Army is 5 kilometers from Kardukli town and are also advancing towards the town of Talodi. Talodi has been surrounded, and it is a strategic town bordering South Sudan. The other thing is the regime in Khartoum has brought in a big number of militia who are camping in Talodi town. They are being trained on how to use modern weapons brought from Libya. According to our intelligence, these weapons were donated by the Transitional National Council in Libya. The militias want to use these weapons on civilian targets in Talodi, Tomtom, and other areas where the Nuba population are concentrated because Ahmed Haroun wants to declare jihad against the Nuba people.
This week, President Omar al-Bashir warned South Sudan that interfering in the conflict in southern Kordofan and Damazin could spark a new North-South war. But Dalman denies getting any support from Juba.
President Bashir is making these statements because he is facing tough times. He is under pressure from the opposition. The economic conditions are bad, and there are no food commodities in the market. There are also differences within the National Congress Party. The National Congress Party is looking for a way to start a fight with South Sudan. The regime in Khartoum will not last for another 3 months. There's a lack of hard currency, and the budget of the country is very slim. They started a big campaign to secure funds from the Arab world, but that has failed. And now the regime is looking for ways to divert the public opinion from the domestic problems facing people by starting a war between North and South Sudan.
This week, the Sudan Armed Forces took control of Kurmuk town, forcing the SPLA North to withdraw from the town. Fighting is still reported in the outskirts of Kurmuk.